It has been little over a month since prison doors swung open and Devante Sanford was released. The 23-year-old Detroiter had served nearly 9 years in prison for a quadruple murder that he did not commit. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells wanted to see how these first weeks of freedom are going for Sanford and what's the latest on action toward the former Detroit police officer who now admits his key testimony that helped to convict Sanford, was a lie. Kate Wells, you sat down for Sunday dinner with Devante Sanford. How is he doing?
I think he's doing pretty good. He seems like he's got it pretty together. He's got a job that he actually got from somebody who saw his case in the news. He's got a lot to figure out. Like, he doesn't have a driver's license. You know, he's 23 years old. He's been basically in jail or prison since he was 14 years old. He missed smartphones. He missed Facebook. He's trying to figure all of this stuff out. And the guy just wants to live as normal of a life as he can.
And at the same time, he's someone who's been in the news, so he's getting recognized, isn't he?
Yeah, it was crazy. The waiter came up to us, and you could just tell that this waiter, one, recognized Devante, but also felt such a personal connection to him. Like, the waiter was just like, wow, you know, it just means so much that you're home and you're free and your story means a lot to us. And I was talking with Devante about this, and he says this happens all the time, that people come up to him and are like, you know, you're a son to me. And it's weird for him. He handles it very graciously, but a month ago, this guy was in a cell by himself for 23 hours a day.
That's amazing. And yet, he is not officially free yet. What?
It's the weirdest thing. And to be honest, Cindy, I can't figure this out. The people that I've talked to, my sources on this, can't really figure it out. So the judge in this case, Brian Sullivan, has vacated the convictions against Devante. He's been released from prison. But what I didn't know is there's something else that has to happen. The final dismissal order has to be issued. And basically, the charges are still on Devante's record for homicide charges, four of them. So Devante can't travel. He can't go out of state. He, you know, doesn't have a clean record. He says he gets nervous every time he sees a police officer walk by because he's on bond. And if any part of that bond is violated, he could wind up back in jail.
They say I'm a free man. Well, let me be that. Let me be that. Let me be free.
Wow. And you reached out to Judge Brian Sullivan to find out why basically it needs to wipe the record clean.
We have reached out so many times, probably twice a week for the last few weeks. I think they're pretty sick of me over there. They don't want to talk about it.
And so for Devante, he wants to just live his life, doesn't he?
Yeah, he just wants to be a normal guy. He's fixated on this one thing, which is going to Cedar Point.
This is normal to me. Open a refrigerator door, getting a job. I'm getting there. Once I'm at Cedar Point, that's when I know everything is done, and that's normal. Going to Cedar Point is normal.
As you say, he wants to live his normal life. Now, what of James Tolbert? This is the former Detroit police officer, and we should also note the former chief of police of the city of Flint admits he lied.
So what Tolbert had testified, because Tolbert was one of the cops that interrogated Sanford all those years ago when Sanford was just 14 years old. And Tolbert testified that, look, one of the reasons we believed Devante Sanford killed these four people is because when we were interrogating him, he was able to draw from a blank sheet of paper for us. He was basically able to draw a map of the crime scene, the living room, the couches where the bodies were laid out. And this is what Tolbert is telling the court. Well, the state police started investigating this whole situation last year. And when they're talking with Tolbert, Tolbert tells them, you know, actually, now that I think about it, I think I did most of the drawing and maybe Devante just did a little bit of it. So the prosecutor's office has known about this since last fall. And the statute of limitations for perjury against James Tolbert runs out Wednesday, July 13th.
Tomorrow. And after tomorrow, if he's not charged with perjury, it's over.
That's what the experts tell me, that this is the last day you have to be able to charge him. We have asked the attorney general's office if they plan to do anything. We repeatedly talked to the prosecutor's office. The AG's office says they're watching the case. The prosecutor's office says we're reviewing the warrant.
And what does it mean to Devante to know that this is still hanging out there?
Yeah, I think for Devante, this is really, really tough.
I haven't even got an apology. I don't want an apology because I know I ain't going to get it. But it's just, I just think it's wrong, man. He lied and sent me to prison. If he want to go to Cedar Point today, he can go. You know, he sent me to prison for a crime I didn't commit. And the guy that didn't commit the crime, that got out of prison for something he didn't do, he can't go.
You know, I think I would be so full of anger if I had lost 9 years in prison for something I didn't do. Did you sense much of that, or what kind of place do you feel he's in, Kate?
Man, that was one of the reasons I wanted to talk with him, because you watch the way he presents himself basically from moment one of getting out of prison. And this guy is so calm. And he, one of the things he always says is, I don't want to play the blame game. My anger is not going to serve me. I asked him, you know, when does he get to let himself be taken care of? You know, when does he get to sort of relax? And all he'll say is, like, later. That comes later.
Mm. Fascinating story. I'm so glad you got a chance to bring some of your sit-down dinner with Devante Sanford, because I think so many people, as you say, he's getting stopped by people on the street that said, I've been watching this and thinking of it, because I don't think it takes much to think of your kid in that position.
Yeah. Thanks, Cindy.
Michigan Radio's Kate Wells. Thank you so much, Kate.